News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Economist and author Stephen Moore says many who oppose the Trump tariffs may not realize the U.S. up till now has been having the world's lowest tariffs.
So our tariffs are down here and the other countries are up here. And then Trump says, well, we're going to raise our tariffs if you don't lower yours. And they, and then these countries, it's almost comical. Then these other countries say, oh, there's Trump. He's waging a trade war.
And Moore says it is quite ironic to hear those trading partners make such claims.
Well, wait a minute. We're not waging the trade war. Their tariffs are, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 times higher than ours are. So I do believe at the end of the day, Trump is using this kind of weapon of tariffs to get other countries to create a level playing field to treat us fairly.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Former Speaker of the Florida House Paul Renner says the Florida vote count is always quick since the state takes pains to ensure early and absentee ballots are already tallied up by Election Day.
Right after 7 o'clock when our polls close, you see all the absentee votes and the early vote come in really quickly. And then Election Day, of course, comes in fairly quickly thereafter.
And he spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about their special election this week. The administration has decided not to cover costly injectable drugs for obesity under Medicare's Part D.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced late Friday it will not cover expensive high-demand obesity treatments under the government-funded Medicare program. Injectable treatments like Wegovy and Zepbound have exploded in popularity, but many insurers have been reluctant to cover the drugs, which can cost hundreds of dollars a month. Former President Joe Biden had proposed expanding coverage. Medicare does pay for versions of the drugs that treat diabetes and for patients who have heart disease and need to reduce their risks. Just Thursday, the Senate confirmed Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the center. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Faith differences in the two genders being revealed in one new survey.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices on Monday suggested the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the social services agency is motivated by religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Four space tourists are safely back on Earth.
Their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific off the Southern California coast on Friday. Bitcoin investor Chun Wang bought the 3.5-day flight for an undisclosed price and invited along a Norwegian filmmaker, a German robotics researcher, and an Australian polar guide. The four rocketed into a polar orbit earlier this week from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Their capsule was outfitted with a domed window that provided a stunning 360-degree view of the poles. John Scott reporting.
The clock is still ticking on TikTok, but it has a little more time. President Trump says he's signing an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 75 days. That gives the administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership and away from the Chinese Communist Party. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.